I'm a real gone teenage beatnik. I'm a beatnik and I'm really hip. I love to smile with a droopy lip. I play the bongos, I don't drive a jack. I don't dig squares, man, they're a drag. I don't dig squares, man, they're a drag. I don't dig the classes in the school. I flip when I hear Frankie singing cool. Don't give me records lest they're stereo. I call my girlfriend's father Daddy-O. I don't dig squares, man, they're a terrifying drag.
Don't dig books on history. You'd rather dig a pooky mystery. Don't dig rough and tumble kinds of fun.
I like to cha-cha in Bermuda shorts. I don't dig ivy clothes, they're too neat. I dig a t-shirt when it's really big. I look rather like Fabian, but I don't brag. I don't dig squares, man, they are a drag.
We got the teenage beatnik. We got the teenage beatnik. We got the teenage beatnik.
I don't dig squares, man, they just don't understand me.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sufficient Grounds here on your radio, Valencia.fm. I am Sully, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours up till 12 o'clock here on the West Coast. It's a beautiful day here in the Bay Area, extending summer into fall. Anyway, we'll talk a lot about that. Well, not a lot about that, but catch you up with what's going on out here. It's been a few weeks since I've been on the air. It's exciting to be back. But I'll tell you what. Let's kick it off with some old Blue Eyes. Frank Sinatra here on your Radio Valencia.
No, I don't know. in the way she knows. All I gotta do is just think of her. Something in the things that she shows me. I don't wanna leave her now. Better believe in but you hang around, Jack, it might show. I don't know. No, I don't know. Something in the way she knows me. And all I gotta do is just think of her. Something in those things that she shows me. Don't want to leave her now. Better believe and how. I don't plan to leave her.
The same old tune, and the times get harder. World's waiting.
Yeah, that was Brian Eno. The song called Stiff. That was off a brand new 2024 release. The soundtrack to the motion picture Eno, which is a documentary about Brian Eno's life. And an interesting film there as the whole movie can change, actually. It's all... there's some... AI or some sort of computer programming actually that will change the length, structure, and contents of the film. It's all reconfigured depending on, at any time, it could just be a different film the next time you see it. I don't quite understand it, but it sounds fascinating. It sounds very Brian Eno-ish. And then before that, we heard from Broken Bells, from the 2010 release Broken Bells, and that was The Mall and the Misery. That's, of course, James Mercer from The Shins and Brian Burton from Danger Mouse. They've got something... No, I think The Shins actually are recording right now. They've got something new coming out. And then before that, we heard The Sea Gets Hotter, and that's by the Bloomington, Indiana band Duran Jones and the Indications. And that was off their 2019 release, American Love Call. And then they started off the show and the set... was Something by Frank Sinatra. That, of course, is the George Harrison Beatles song. And that was off of Frank's 1979 release, Trilogy Past, Present, and Future. Actually, it's interesting. I read somewhere that Frank was not a huge fan of the Beatles. I think he's been vocal about that when he was alive back in the day. But he there's another quote I read that he thought it was... that the song Something was the best love song of the past 50 years. So, I don't know, maybe he had an awakening moment there. Anyway, that's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here on RadioValencia.fm. Like I said, I'll be here till 12 p.m. here on the West Coast, here in the beautiful San Francisco Mission District. It's just gorgeous. Went for a little hike this morning in the Berkeley Hills. It's just gorgeous out there. Walking amongst the eucalyptus trees, taken in the morning. It's warm too, folks. I think we have a fire warning today, as a matter of fact, so be careful. No barbecues. All right, so enough about the barbecues. Let's jump into the music right now. Got something here from the Kinks, actually. I'm sorry, from Robin Hitchcock. It's a Kinks song. It's called Waterloo Sunset on your Radio Valencia.
Every day I look at the world from my window. Waterloo sunset's fine.
Waterloo sunset's fine.
Terry meets Julie, Waterloo Station, every Friday night. But I am so lazy, I don't want to wander. I stay at home at night. And I don't. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. Chilly, chilly, it's evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine.
Waterloo sunset.
Millions of people swarming like flies round Waterloo Underground. But Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. And they don't need no friends. As long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset, they are in paradise. Waterloo sunset's fine.
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 Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Yeah, that was Atlantic City, formed by the band from their 1993 release, Jericho. Of course, that's a cover of the Bruce Springsteen song off his 1982 album, Nebraska. That song kind of reminds me a little bit the way it starts of... Remember when the Gourds did a cover of Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice? That's sort of the same vibe. Of course, Levon Helm there with the band there on lead vocals and drums. And then we heard from Fanny, and that was off the 1970 album of the same name with the song I Just Realized. They're founded by sisters June and Jean Millington. Both were both born in the Philippines before moving to California. And bands like the Go-Go's, the Bangles, and the Runaways actually say that Fanny had a big influence on them. So hope you enjoyed that. And then before that, we heard Daisy Glaze by Big Star. And that was off the 1974 release Radio City. And right before that, we had, what do we have there, Sully? Oh, yeah, we started off the set, and, well, the set with Waterloo Sunset, by the, which is a song by the Kinks performed by Robin Hitchcock, and that's off his brand-new release, 1967, Vacations in the Past. It's actually a collection of covers from, well, you guessed it, 1967, and there's also one original song in there as well. And that whole album is accompanying his memoir, which just came out, called 1967, How I Got There and Why I Never Left. So if you're a Robin Hitchcock fan, be sure to check that out. He just performed a little while ago, a couple weeks ago, I believe, at Hardly Strictly Bluegrass here. That's the free concert here in Golden Gate Park. I think I've seen him once, actually. I saw him up in Novato. At a venue up there. Anyway, well, that's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here on RadioValencia.fm. Thanks for tuning in. Actually, we just could use your support. If you got a chance, just head over to our webpage at RadioValencia.fm and hit the big blue PayPal button on the right side of the page. Our website's under construction a little bit right now. And, well, your donations actually go to helping us fix that along with all the equipment here. This is a DJ-run and community-supported radio station, freeform station here in the heart of the Mission on 22nd Street. And we could certainly use your help. Indeed. That's my little begathon moment there. All right, well, let's jump into the music now. Let's see, what do we got lined up here? Oh, here we go. We've got a little bit of Love Corporation right now here with your Sully. Enjoy.
Okay.
And now for something completely different.
But we won't let them make us. Not my favorite number, 'cause one means only me and there's no you. But one plus one, you see, makes two, that's you and me. And it's more fun when one and one make two. Oh yes, one and one make two, at least I'm pretty sure they do. Oh yes, it's true, one and one make two. Now let me show you what I mean. Now you say you want to play upon a seesaw. You're all alone and you don't know what to do. Well, just go and find a friend and sit him on the other end. You'll have more fun when one and one make two. Oh yes, one and one make two, at least I'm pretty sure they do. Oh yes, it's true, one and one make two. Now you say you want to play a game of baseball, and you look around and there's no one but you. Well, just find someone you know, and he will catch the ball you throw. You'll have more fun when one and one make two. Oh yes, one and one make two, at least I'm pretty sure they do. Oh yes, it's true, one and one make two. Now, there's the best reason of all that I like the number two right here. Now, everyone needs somebody to share with, to love and help and care for through and through. And there's no one that I've known who can share or love alone. It's a lot nicer when one and one make two. Oh yes, one and one make two, at least I'm pretty sure they do. Oh yes, it's true, one and one make two. I said it's true, one and one make two.
A little Schoolhouse Rock the session there for you, those last two songs. Yeah, that was One and One Makes Two. That was by Johnny Cash. And that was off the 1976 album, Johnny Cash's Children's Album. There you go. What a clever name. It says exactly what it is, which is perfect. And then before that, we heard Born to Add by Bruce Stringbean and the S Street Band. And that was off the 1983 album Sesame Street, Born to Add. Of course, a little parody there of Bruce Springsteen, who's, I just learned from Drama Doc, is going to be interviewed on, what did he say here? I can't see it now. Oh, here it is. No, I don't have, George Stephanopoulos on ABC tonight. So there's a plug for that. Thank you, Drama Doc, for the news update about Bruce. All right, and before that, we heard heard some electronic music from the English band Square Pusher, which is off their 1999 release Selection 16, and that was a song called Dedicated Loop. And Square Pusher is DJ producer Thomas Jenkinson, and started off the set with Warm by Love Corporation. That was off their 1991 album Lovers. And that's the set. I'm Sully. Hope you're enjoying the show here. I'm having a lot of fun here. So these are always fun to put together. Freeform Radio is wonderful because you don't know what you're going to get next. It's not your normal algorithm that you get from your Apple Music or your Spotify or your pre-programmed SiriusXM channels that you can tune in and listen to, I don't know, Coffee House Rock, and just hear Coffee House Rock all the time. There you go. That's my plug for Freeform in community and college radio. It's always fun. It's a little bit more raw, a little more, I don't know, intimate. That's what I'd say. Okay, well, let's jump back into it here. As we sort of creep to the second hour here of Sufficient Grounds on Radio Valencia, let's listen to something from Maggie Anson. Listen to Rhinestoned on your Radio Valencia.fm.
She's a high-class stoner, head held high, but she hangs low, shining bright through a cloud of smoke. She's rhinestone. The rear view off and never looking back. He'd never be enough. Baby, just because they call her a loner, busking her ass through the Lone Star State, grinding her weed on a runaway freight. There's no place like home. She's a high class stoner, head held high. She hangs low, shining bright through a cloud of smoke. She's rhinestone. She's good as gone, and now he knows that she left a long time ago. She's gone, she's gone. It's kind of hard to face the facts when all she does is turn her back. She goes. Busking her ass through the Lone Star State, grinding her weed on a runaway freight with no place to go. She's a high-class stoner, head held high, but she hangs low, shining bright through a cloud of smoke. She's rhinestone.
And if it wasn't for from his point of view.